we do need to stop ourselves from rushing off into activity. In a very short time, you'll just be blinking your eyes and you'll be back home. I'll be back at work, back in Singapore, it's not that far. Just a moment or two, and you're back in the airport again. You wondered where all this retreat went. When you're here, you want to be somewhere else. When you're somewhere else, you want to be back here. And this is one of the problems of our life. What I said this morning about the moment for the human life being precious. It is so precious that every moment is precious. That's why in Buddhism we have the concept of the triple gem, the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha. We call it a triple gem or a triple jewel because it's something priceless and valuable. I think you all know what that triple gem is and where it lies. It lies in the peace and the silence. It lies in the contentment of the moment. I think it was in Tibetan Buddhism, they had this idea of a wish-fulfilling gem. And if you find that wish-fulfilling gem, all your wishes are fulfilled. And of course, I think you know what that wish-fulfilling gem is. The wish that I was so content, I never needed any more wishes. Only then is one wishes fulfilled. So the wish-fulfilling gem, again, it's just this triple gem. You know where it is. It's inside the heart, inside the peace, inside the moment, inside this moment of freedom. You've had an opportunity already to compare the peace of those moments you've had during retreat, when you wanted for nothing. And you're just happy to sit here and enjoy a bliss which didn't depend upon anything outside, but a bliss which welled up from within. The inner happiness, the source, where all the joy comes from. Happiness outside is all dependent, conditioned. When things are there, you're happy. When they disappear, you get upset. But the happiness inside is there forever. And it goes with you wherever you go. It just needs to be turned to that inner happiness, that inner treasure, the triple gem within the moment, within the silence. Within the breath, within the mind, within the jhana, right in the moment, right here now. So the whole point of a retreat is coming to find the treasure within. And once you find that treasure, at least got a sniff of that treasure, don't go throwing it away too easily. It's hard work to actually to make it through a retreat. It's hard work to actually to stay here throughout the 9 days. Once you've made some peace, wherever you make peace in your life, however much you make peace in your life, please don't throw it away. It's because people don't value peace. They chuck it away so easily. However, I'm not sure that those of you who've got your wallets and purses, you've probably been checking those every day to make sure they're still there, to make sure the money's there and no thief has gone into your room to pinch it. And why do we always keep checking our money? It's because we value it, because it's what we consider to be valuable. However, what is more valuable than the money in your purse, or it is the peace in your heart? So when we understand the value of peace, the value of quietness, then we will never throw it away too easily. In fact, on this retreat, whatever peace we have, we wrap very carefully, as if it were in just a fine silken cloth. We carry it with us wherever we go. So that's what it's there for us, some place to turn to. We never throw it away that easily. And I say this because sometimes it's such a shame. From a monk's perspective, people work so hard and they get these nice peaceful states of mind and they throw it away so easily. Chuck it out the window at the first opportunity. And to me it seems one isn't valuing what is truly worthy of value. And this is one of the things one reflects upon with wisdom. What is real value? What is real happiness? What is that which is truly precious for you in this world? Find out what is precious. Discover it. Make it yours. And then carry it around with you wherever you go. And if you have peace in your heart, it doesn't matter how much money or no money you have in your wallets or your purses. If you have peace in the heart, you will be a very rich person. As the Buddha said, the contentment is the highest wealth. It's the greatest treasure, peace of mind. People will spend a fortune for peace of mind. Here, you've got peace of mind for only 250 bucks. A bargain at any price. So now you have it. Don't leave it in this retreat center. That's one thing which you didn't bring to this retreat center, but which you should not leave here in your room. Take it away with you. And if you keep it in your heart, you'll be able to share it with the people you meet on the road, the people you live with. If you leave it here, then you'll have nothing to take back, nothing to share with others. And you go back into the world as mad and as crazy as everybody out there. So whenever you have peace, look upon it as a marvelous, wonderful jewel and guard it. And when peace is precious, then it will last a long, long time. That peace is also kindness. I already mentioned about sharing. And whatever we do, it's not just for us, because we meet so many other people in our lives. Whatever you achieve, whatever you manage to develop in your heart, naturally, whether you like it or not, will be shared with the other people you meet in your life. If you develop anger, ill will, jealousy, then that's what you have to share with others. You develop peace, kindness, wisdom, tolerance, then that's what you will be sharing. The people you live with, the people you meet, the people you work with. So one always notices that what one does for oneself is also your gift for others. What you give to others is also a wonderful present for yourself. And when we understand it this way, there's very little difference between ourselves and others. So for the sake of others, for the sake of all sentient beings, we are peaceful, we are kind to ourselves as well as to others. And to emphasize that point, that what you learned in this retreat is for other beings as well as for yourself. We usually, at this point, recall all the other beings in this world. The beings, for one reason or another, cannot come on this retreat, who haven't got the opportunity to develop peace of mind, who maybe not in this lifetime will be able to know even a fraction of the contentment and peace which you felt at times during this retreat. So we want to remember those and share the benefits of our practice with them. When the mind becomes peaceful, it gains power. Many of you have felt that power, sometimes so strong that as if your heart would explode, that you cannot sleep. Now that power is useful. We want it now to go to all other beings. So we usually end up a meditation retreat by doing a small, short, loving-kindness meditation. We do it at the end of the retreat because that's when our power is at its greatest. We use that power now for the sake of all sentient beings. So if you'd like to get comfortable on your cushion or chair again, and I'll lead us in a loving-kindness meditation. So once again, just close your eyes. Once you're comfortable, if you're hard on your body by putting in an uncomfortable situation, you're not going to be able to be compassionate to others. So be compassionate to your body, first of all, by gently easing it in for meditation posture. Closing the eyes and bringing peace into your heart once more. It's only a short meditation, so you don't have to worry about tiredness, getting somewhere, getting rid of things. Just be for 1 or 2 minutes, that's all. Be in the present, be in silence. What does that silence and that peace feel like? just to know the beautiful pulse of silence. The sense of being in the womb of the present moment, safe and warm, free from the fears and worries of the future, from the guilt, from the unpleasantness of the past. We go into this inner retreat center of now, retreating from time and all its demands. We retreat also from choosing. As a bird sound enters our mind, or my words or a thought, we don't choose to hear or not to hear. We just allow this moment to be. Resting our mind. Not doing. And then without opening the eyes, smile. And that smile becomes the start of the arising of loving kindness, the gentleness of the mind, the beauty of the heart. Now I invite you to imagine, still with your eyes closed, a little kitten, puppy, a baby, or maybe even a little seedling growing in the ground. I use a simile or an image of a kitten. As I say to the kitten, you can actually say it to your being. Loving kindness needs kindling, an object which is very easy to develop warmth and compassion towards. In the same way we start a fire with paper, which easily takes a flame. Imagine your little kitten, puppy, baby, whatever. Now imagine it as abandoned, hungry, with its bones sticking through its fur, and to see the pain and the fear in its eyes. Abandoned, desperate, hungry, but so fearful that I might hurt it. As you look into the eyes of that being, you have to give every ounce of your warmth to gain the trust of a frightened being. Many beings in this world are so frightened. You have to rise in love to be able to gain their trust. Very gently move your arms towards that being and pick up its cold, thin body in your gentle hands. Give it trust as that frightened being begins to lose its fear. And give you trust that you will look after it and care for it. Keep that image clearly in your mind, and if possible, keep imaginary eye contact with that little kitten. As you see its eyes wet, you see its fur dirty, you see its form so thin through lack of care. Bring it gently to your chest, just where your heart lies, and warm it with your warmth. Give it your love to heal its pain, its fear, its aloneness. As you warm away the pain, of desperation, of a being who without you would surely die. Die a very unpleasant death. And she saved that little being, little kitten, wherever you're from, I will never abandon you. You have a friend. Someone who will care for you, look after you, feed you, play with you. A friend who gives you their love. Little kitten, the door of my heart is now and forever fully open to you. As you see the fear of that cat turn to peace and then start to reciprocate your love as it purrs in warmth, knowing that it's found a friend it can trust. Warm that little lonely, hungry, cold kitten with the love and the warmth from your heart. Kitten, I care. The energy of my life is for you. Surround that kitten with your healing energy. As you do this, notice how you feel. What's it like to love the little being unconditionally? Fully giving of yourself, even though it's only an imaginary being. What does it feel like inside? You're starting to get the warmth, the softness of loving kindness. Bathe that being with that loving kindness. As you give without keeping anything back in reserve, your goodwill, your care, your love to that being who needs you so much. Can you imagine what would happen if that being didn't have you to look after? Out of fear, chased by the other animals, the dogs, would curl up under a cold bush in the pain of hunger and fear, it would die. But you won't let that happen. You hold that kitten so tightly but so gently. You warm it to give it your trust. The door of my heart always open. No matter what you ever do, you will be my friend. When you give such love, you get so much happiness back in return. Feel that happiness in your heart now. And now change the image from a kitten, puppy, or whatever, to the person in your life who's closest to you. Your partner, your best friend. It may be a brother or sister. Someone who's very close to you. Imagine them as if they were before you now. Just like that little kitten. They too are lonely. They get hurt in this world. They are so fragile, so vulnerable to hurt and pain. But you are their friend. As you take them in your arms, imagine and hold them close to your heart. You say to them too, my best friend, the door of my heart is open to you too. At least there's one person in this world, you say to your closest friend, who will love you for who you are, unconditionally, who will give the warmth of their heart to you, will understand, will free, will love. You say to your best friend, door of my heart, wide open to you, unconditionally, whatever you do, whatever you say, wherever you go, my friendship, my care, my love is far greater than the small faults and petty mistakes we make from time to time. my love is so great, you will always be close to me. I will always care. Wherever you go, I wish you happiness and well-being. My love is there to free you from pain. My love is there to free you from the criticism of others, from the barbs of the world. I am here to protect you, to be like your home, where you can come as a place of refuge and love. Dear friend, I give that all to you, wanting nothing back in return, but just the privilege of caring. Dear friend, I give you my love. Again, feel in your heart what that does to you. Know that feeling in your heart region without giving it a name. In silence, you become very close to the experience of loving kindness. Not a loving kindness which binds the other person, but a loving kindness which frees them to be as they are, to go and come according to their nature. Loving kindness just gives. As that person fades from your view, without opening your eyes again, imagine all the people in this room, all the people who have been on this journey of meditation with you, a monk, sister, all the men and women from all across the world, all come together in peace, aspiring to the highest, all of you worthy and noble beings. Each one of you needs love too. The times in their life we become so lonely, so wanting of support, so needy of a friend. Not a friend to tell us what to do, but just a friend to give us acceptance and confidence that we belong. Without opening your eyes, imagining all the people on this retreat, give them your unconditional love. Friends in the Dhamma, the door of my heart is open to each one of you. If I have offended or hurt you, sincerely ask your forgiveness, so the past can disappear, so in the present we're free to walk together with loving kindness into the future. As you pour the energy of your heart to all the other beings in this room, giving your unconditional love, your care for the well-being of others. It's as if you can imagine this, like two arms, invisible arms, come from about the sides of your body, work their way around the inside of the walls and meet at the far end, embracing everyone and bringing them close to your heart. As you, so they, as they, so you. As you share the energy and the beauty, the goodwill of your being with all the beings in this room. My sincere wish is for each one of you to be happy and well, to know the beautiful bliss and peace of unconditional loving kindness, a freedom which makes no distinction, which is all beings as deserving. The door of my heart, wide open, I wish you well. How's it feeling now inside of you? As you open that door wider, sitting here in this room, you open it wider to the garden. To all those birds who suddenly fell silent. To all those beings who crawl in the grass. To all those invisible beings. To the other human beings who share this center with us. to the beings of Perth, the beings in the hospitals, the beings in the houses, prostitutes who walk the streets, the people who are sick, people who are well, all beings striving for happiness, sometimes meeting pain, fear, disappointment. You've known that pain in your life. Many are experiencing that now. So you open the door of your heart to allow the energy from this retreat to flow out to all the people in this neighborhood. Like a golden light growing in your heart, bathing, spreading, illuminating every being in this vicinity. Using the power of my mind, I'll give you peace, so that you would know that there's someone here who loves you and cares for you, who accepts you for as you are, who will say the door of my heart's open to you, no matter who you are and what you do. In your fear, I give you freedom. In your loneliness, I give you a home. I give you my love. Unrestricted, unbounded, unconditioned. The more you give out that golden light of loving kindness, the stronger it grows. And it soon grows strong enough to extend it wider. Wider so it falls over the whole state, goes across the seas, which connect us to all the other lands of this planet. As if this light just envelops the planet Earth like a halo of golden light, of loving kindness, compassion, peace, goodwill, for all those beings at war, all those beings in desperate argument, for those beings in anger and fear. My heart will warm that desperation, will ease it, will make it vanish. In this moment, all beings, without distinction, may you all feel the peace which I feel right now. May that peace, may that freedom, may that warmth give you a smile inside. A smile which may lead you to forgive those who hurt you or hurt your sons and daughters. The peace which will allow you to forgive. The inner strength of knowing there's people who love you. The inner strength to be able to bear the pain of sickness and death. Knowing you are not alone. The people of a different religion, in a different place, at a different time, are sending you their goodwill, their acceptance, their peace, their loving kindness. May all beings, without exception, feel the peace in my heart right now. Feel the freedom in my mind right now. Feel the love, the metta, which I am flowing out unrestrictedly from my being in this moment. Time being transcended, distance having no meaning, as it flows throughout the whole universe, giving a glow because the power of the mind, the forerunner, the most powerful, can do that. In this moment, I give the energy of my life, all beings, this golden energy from the heart, just bathes the whole universe. I care. Right in the center of this universe, there's one person who's missed out. That's you. just like you imagined a little kitten. Now imagine yourself standing in front of you, an image of yourself. Look at that image, eye to eye. Too often you've hurt that being. Too often you've been cold and unforgiving, relentless in your criticism, driving in your ambitions. Now say to that little being in front of you, I accept you unreservedly as you are. Being which I call me, now I open the door to you, not asking you to be any different, giving yourself unconditional loving kindness, like a mother loves her only child. So you send the same amount of warmth, love, compassion, kindness to this being you call you. Little being, whatever I've done, wherever I go, whoever I am, at least you know you have one friend. One friend who will always be at peace with you, accept you as you are, care for you, love you as you are. As you imagine your heart in your chest opening up, and this little being called you being drawn inside until it merges with that golden light of loving kindness. You become one with yourself. At ease, at peace, at rest. Giving yourself unconditioned, unquestioning, loving kindness with no strings attached. Giving yourself peace, giving yourself freedom with no expectation. Allow that golden light to bathe you. When nothing is wrong, when nothing is left to be done, you're at peace with yourself. Just imagine that golden light once more. Wherever it is, however it is, bring it closer into it like a ball of light, like a limiter, right above your chest. Imagine your heart being like this beautiful white lotus, pure, stainless, fragrant. Imagine that ball of golden energy, called metta, loving kindness, resting so softly in the middle of that white lotus. The white lotus closes up to protect and keep that love for another time. Now stay there in that peace while the Sangha gives you the final blessing for this retreat. Sabba Buddha Nubhavena Sabba Dhamma Nubhavena Sabba Sangha Ratanang Dhamma Ratanang Sangha Ratanang Tinang Ratanang Anubhavena Chaturasiti Sahasa Dhamma Kanda Anubhavena Pitakataya Nubhavena.
Sattavaka Nupavena Sabete Roga Sabete Vaya Sabete Antala
chanting. We should really try our best. So I wish you all happiness and well-being for this retreat. And again, whatever happiness and goodness, care, peace, loving kindness you have, please look after it carefully and share it with all the other people. For they need it more than you. So take care. See you all again soon. Oh, photographs, yeah. Do you want to take those photographs? Yeah. If you ever, please do it now. Now is the only time. The only thing we have is the present moment. She's just doing an article about Buddhism over here and on the retreats. So please, because it's the end of the retreat, please look very sad. Now you're laughing. Remember, you've got to go to work. Not tomorrow, but on Monday. And you've got to go and do all the housework when you go back. You'll have all the letters. You'll have all the bills to pay. You have all of the stuff you have to do. Oh, my goodness. So that way that you can appreciate the lovely time. But that way, there's always another retreat coming up next. So that even though this one is finished, there's another chance later on. You do find out that retreat after retreat, it does build out the energy. You get more and more peaceful. So whatever happiness you felt on this retreat, the next one will be even better. And it gets on like that, again and again and again. That's one of the things I like about being a monk. The happiness had of the young monk, that was pretty good. So it gets better all the time. Every year, a little bit more bliss. So that's one of the nice things about the path of meditation. You don't lose anything. You may lose yourself, you may lose your possessions, you may lose all of the worry and the fear, but you gain happiness and peace. You gain the inner happiness, the jewel in the heart of all beings, the beautiful Dhamma of the Buddha. That's why this has gone on for such a long time, 26 centuries, it doesn't matter where you come from, just who you are, what gender, whatever, because that Dhamma in the heart is in all people. And once you get hold of that, you know where it is. That'll give you happiness forever and ever. And just like in the movies, when a boy and girl meet together, ride off into the sunset, happy and after. In the movies, that doesn't happen. But in a meditation retreat, you meet the Dhamma, you fall in love with the Dhamma, and you really are happy ever after. So may you all live happily ever after. Thank you very much. Now, as usual in Buddhist ceremonies, we can end by just bowing 3 times. We do the Arahant Samma, and that's a nice way to end the ceremony. Certainly wasn't Pavarotti in my last life, I know that one.